You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me? Now, every morning, they get you rolling.
Hey, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Playing songs.
Songs.
Help you make it through your day.
Well, we tried.
Oh, this station is right on, babe.
It is right on.
Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way. With Johnny Peterson.
Johnny. Hey.
You can't lose.
I'm here.
Look out for Cody Young.
President of the County Board.
You can't go wrong.
Well, I
keep that dial.
It's debatable.
Right at 92, babe. With the greatest sound.
Hey, bring it home.
Yeah.
That keep rocking this time.
Look out now.
Look out for 92 FM, baby.
It's Russ Laniello,
yeah.
Our old pal.
Out in Vegas doing his thing.
That's it. Yeah.
He's got a music machine and sings to it.
I never heard of that one before. I gotta play that more. That was great.
Oh, you haven't heard that one?
I've never, all my time, I've never heard that one.
Wow.
I've never played that one before.
All your time. How long have you been here now? 6 months?
6 months, yeah.
That's hard to believe.
I swear I
time flies, man. Yeah, we had that at the old 92 that we worked
That's
at
right.
many, many, many years ago.
We're stuck on this place in the dial, basically, yeah, so right. We like it. You know?
Yes, we do. It's John and Gordy, along with our producer, Dominic Lee, and it's a cloudy start here, downtown Madison, overlooking State Street, a block off the Capitol. We have clouds and 8 degrees highs today in the low to mid-20s.
All right, it's time to bring everybody down. Why don't we have a recap of what happened over the weekend?
Oh, God, I don't know. Can we get through all this? Man.
All right.
It's horrible. Yeah.
Rob Reiner and his wife were murdered. In their mansion, and
yes.
We don't know who had done it yet. They're actually interviewing family members at this point.
Mm.
You think there'd be a lot of security cameras and the like, but
yeah.
we'll see what happens with this. This happened overnight.
Well, yeah, it happened late yesterday.
You mentioned that Rob Reiner had a phone call.
Yeah,
Talked to Eric Idle, is that it?
Apparently, yes.
From Monty Python.
Yes, and they had an hour-long conversation, and that was shortly before this whatever happened. And, of course, police are still investigating, and we'll find out more probably later today or tonight.
Outrageously tragic. I mean, Rob was out there promoting Spinal Tap again. Really pushing this thing. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a great little movie, and if you liked the first one, you'll probably love the second one, too. But, it was horrible.
Wow.
And, of course, many people remember Rob Reiner from his time on All in the Family, terrific show.
Yeah.
He played Michael Stivic, Archie Bunker's son-in-law.
What did Archie call him?
Meathead.
Yes, Meathead.
Yes, among other names, but Meathead was the main one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was a groundbreaking show, of course, and then... Rob Reiner went on to become a great film director. Did When Harry Met Sally. Do we have a clip from that?
Can we
play the famous clip a little bit? You can put it on in the background here.
Let's play the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
don't talk over it.
We'll talk over it? All right. We'll play the whole clip.
All right. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Uh-oh. Yeah. See? Faking it. Okay. All right. I mean, we got the idea, you know. I guess
oh, you're going to wait for the famous line from Rob Reiner's mom coming up.
Okay.
Sitting also in the restaurant here.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bring it back up.
I'll fast forward it a little bit.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's what he said. Fast forward.
Here we go. What are the great lines?
It is. It really is. Yeah.
Movie history. That was Rob Reiner's mom. That was in with that famous line. Okay.
Robert McFarland actually quoted that in a text to us.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So, taking some texts here. You can call us 608-879-8255. And if you want to text us, get on the Civic Media app and text away.
All right. So, on the subject of women. Oh, wait, we have CJ on the line.
All right. Now somebody's saying that's Olivia Dukakis. Okay, well, we'll do a little more research here. Anyway, CJ, good morning. What do you got for us?
Yeah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I didn't know you were going to play porn on the radio today, but...
Sure. We always do. You know that.
Every time I call, you fake it like you're so excited to hear from me.
Well,
but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and have a good day. All right. What do you got?
No, that's okay, guys. Okay. Really, I do enjoy your show, and even though you fake it, that's okay.
Yeah. But, thank you. Okay. We're good at it.
Well, I'll call you later when we're on to more. I guess,
yeah,
appropriate topics, but
all right.
Yeah, I love that show.
All right.
And that's a sad deal with Rob Reiner.
I know, it's just,
it's awful.
It's just,
and his wife.
Yeah,
it was just stunning, and yet we still know so little about this, but we'll get to more.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're recapping what happened over the weekend here.
Yeah.
And so Bondi Beach, I believe it is, Bondi Beach in Australia, there was a massacre there, a Jewish gathering, two shooters, one was the father, one was the son, and they opened fire on the crowd.
15 people,
yeah,
I believe, is
yeah, something like
the
that.
Count,
and the videos out there were just stunning because we watched the two individuals, brave individuals, who stopped the shooters, and both were immigrants. Both were Middle Eastern, and one was just visiting on a temporary visa, and they're wondering maybe they should extend that and allow the person to become a citizen in Australia, but they're not sure whether they want to fast-track it or not. But heck, the guy just saved a lot of people's lives, and another Middle Easterner, of course, stopped the other gunman.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just an amazing thing to watch because it's all on video.
It was that shooting, and there was also the shooting at Brown University.
At Brown University, yeah.
Again.
They had a suspect, but they let that person go.
Right. They had a person of interest, they call them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, apparently they were cleared, so they released that person.
Yeah.
But that's still under investigation, so just a really horrible weekend of events.
Yeah.
So...
All right, on the subject of...
By the way, we also have Mayor Paul Soglin joining us here in about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
All right, go ahead.
On the subject of women, Representative Rashida Tlaib posted this, and I thought this was pretty stunning as well. This is real. And she writes, "This is outrageous. The Trump administration wants to roll back basic fair lending rules, including... protections allowing women to get a loan without a man co-signing." Yes, you heard that right. That's what she wrote. Yes, you heard that right. The Fair Housing Alliance, Nikita Braley, is sounding the alarm on the Trump administration's plan to put the law that gave women access to credit without the need of a male cosigner. This is just, I mean, it's hard to even, I just can't.
I don't know what to say about this.
What? Just,
let's go back in time, you know, a few decades. Isn't that all they want to do? Just
this makes it even more obvious this is what they want to do.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not, just, I don't know. The National Fair Housing Alliance, Nikita Braley, again, is sounding the alarm, and she wants something done about this. This is outrageous. Yeah. Requiring women to get a male co-signer to get a loan.
God.
Man.
Unbelievable.
There's a reaction here. Handmaid's Tale is coming to life. Step one, military in the streets. Step two, make it difficult for women to get money. Step three, declassifying female job careers, which they did about college, remember?
Yeah.
For graduate degrees.
Right.
Step four, start rounding up the women to check for fertility, which is something they proposed. And who knows what's next after that. And another reaction is, this is what the MAGA Barbies voted for. Mm. Women's bodies, men control. Women's money, men's permission. Good luck, America.
Now, okay.
That's one of the other reactions to it.
Let's jump on the phone. 608-879-8255. Dick is calling in from Madison. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Well, obviously nothing could be sadder than what went on over the weekend, and Rob Reiner was just top shelf. But the thing that's really disturbing is there was a gal, a co-ed, in this shooting situation at Brown University who went through this situation in second, or like in grade school or high school. That's where we're at as a country.
Yeah.
This is the second go-around for this poor kid. The generation that's that age, it's become commonplace, and it's just sickening.
Well, I know. It's hard to wrap your head around what has happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, all at once, just tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy.
Dick, thank you for that call.
Yeah.
Again, 608-879-8255.
Anyway, you know, now we're going to have men being required to help a woman get a loan.
It's just, I don't know.
Again, and also, I heard this morning, I just want to pass this along. We talked about it earlier this morning. I heard that one of the Republicans is trying to get a compromise going so they can pass the tax credits for the ACA very quickly. They have the votes, but Mike Johnson doesn't want to pass that. He doesn't want it to bring it to the floor. But there are a lot of people involved in this, and I think if there is an attempt to get it to the floor, I think the Democrats will fall on board and try to get this passed for at least a temporary extension of the tax credits for the ACA.
Mm-hmm. It is 19 past the hour. We'll come back, and in about 15 minutes, we'll check in with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Much more straight ahead, including your phone calls. Back with more of John and Gordy on this Monday after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We can change the world. We are
John and Gordy in the morning. Another thing that happened over the weekend is that China turned down the NVIDIA chips. So
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're not going to take any of the chips, which, you know, is going to be a money problem for the U.S. and NVIDIA.
Okay.
I'm just kind of curious how that's going to go. And the reason why, of course, just like the reason here in this country, we want to be independent from relying on other countries for our chips.
Uh-huh.
And they want to do the same thing. Big surprise, right? They have that huge company called Huawei, which, you know, I'm still angry about. I still have a sore spot about all of that. I had a incredibly beautiful Huawei phone at one time.
Really?
Yeah. And then it was Trump during the first administration that banned the damn phone. Well, they were eavesdropping on our phone calls, you know, in China, so I got to ban that phone. So I had, you know, I only had like, you know, $1,200 phone that was completely bricked.
What did you do with it?
Bricked. Well, I saved it. I mean, it's a gigantic phone. I mean, it was like an 8-inch damn screen on that thing, which I love. And I'm just... It was like my old Windows phone from Nokia.
Do you have that in your museum of technology has passed us by?
Yes, I actually do.
Along with your beta machines.
I'm still mad about the Windows phone. I mean, they were the best phones around. Nokia had the technology and the beautiful look and design. Yeah. It was just it was gigantic. The screen was huge.
That's too bad.
Then he went to small screens. I don't know why.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line from Prairie du Sac. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, maybe The Princess Bride if we need a Rob Reiner fix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another great movie. Man.
It was a movie, the first time I watched it, I go, oh, this is kind of all right, but the movie just kind of grows on you.
Yes, it does.
It is just a wonderful movie. That and CG just can't pass up taking a shot. That even he showed a little bit of humanity there, you know, recognizing the tragedy. But he just couldn't pass up taking a shot at you guys and the rest of us.
But you know, I was going to bring that up, Mark. I thought it was great that he would just call about that topic alone and then end the conversation. I thought that was, you know, I think we made an improvement.
Perhaps.
Narrowed it down, right? Hey, by the way, you know, you're a big fan of A Christmas Carol, Scrooge.
Yes.
And it's that time to watch that movie again. Wouldn't you agree that maybe we should get back to watching A Christmas Carol again?
I've watched several of the versions of it. I'm going to watch the Muppets version soon.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite version?
I think, the Alistair Sims one is pretty good. They all have good elements in them. There's the American Christmas Carol with Henry Winkler in it. That's another adaptation of it based on the story. I'm also rereading the book. I don't know if I've said this before on this show, but at Christmas time when I was a child, I shared a room with my three brothers for a while, and then my mother would read us A Christmas Carol every year. Mm-hmm. And it just tells us, the lessons in that movie are something the Trump administration seems to just ignore. I mean, we are supposed to look at our fellow human beings as fellow human beings, not just strange creatures on another passage to the grave. I'm paraphrasing what Scrooge's nephew said there. And when I hear these people talk, sometimes it's to hear the insect on the leaf commenting on too much life among his hungry brothers in the dust. That it is just that's a message. That's something the second spirit said to Scrooge. That you're commenting on Scrooge's comment about surplus population. And every time you hear Elon Musk talk, it seems like he just paraphrases that and says the rest of the world is the surplus population here, glorious me. And that seems to be the problem with. A lot of MAGA these days.
Do you ever watch the Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol?
I was just thinking about that. I haven't seen that for years and years, but that was
Mr. Magoo.
Maybe one of the first versions of it that I saw on television is the Mr. Magoo one. So that one, I can remember the one singing about the. I can just have a vague memory of the when they're dividing up the spoils of Scrooge's death. You know, singing the little song there that.
And being alone, you know, in the schoolhouse where he was alone and all the other kids went home and he was still at school. Yeah, I remember that.
And his
that.
Companions were the companions were those of literature that he seemed to have forgotten, you know, that as he grew up and, you know, abandoned the love of his life and that for the pursuit of wealth. And that is just a remarkable book, and it says a lot about that people don't teach it anymore. I'm surprised that the Trump administration hasn't seeked to ban it, because it says everything that is right about, supposed to be right about Christmas, and that and how we're supposed to treat each other. We're supposed to bear Christmas in our heart the year round.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, Mark, thank you. We always appreciate your call.
Yeah, yeah. I always like to, you know, push that movie, mm-hmm. you know, with the Alistair Sim movie. It's like that they don't show it. It's like they prevent you from seeing the one that everybody likes most during the Christmas season. It just makes me angry, you know.
You can't find it on
They just don't
Netflix
have it. It's usually a special event of some sort, and it's just wrong. Mm. They, you know, should have it on all the time, everywhere, on all the free streaming channels. What's wrong with people these days? Okay. Luckily, I have a DVD version.
Oh, do
of it.
You?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you invite everybody over to watch it in the Peterson Theater? There.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. It is 7:29. We'll check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Then we're back with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Johnny Gordy in the Morning right here in WMDX.
It's a cloudy start today. It looks like the clouds will hang in there, and temperatures a little chilly this morning, but not as bad as the weekend. It's going to warm up into the low to mid-20s and keep warming up tomorrow and the next day. So.
I'm trying to put a battery in my Prius, you know, the 12-volt battery.
Yeah, you got to replace
it. It was a little
battery.
Cold over the weekend. I'm not going to work on cars in the cold weather like I used to in the 60s and 70s. Ain't happening. I'm waiting for the warm weather.
Well, I'm sorry, my friend.
Whoops.
Well, it's going to
be cold for the rest of the winter, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to have to wait a while, apparently.
All right. By the way, somebody did mention that Alistair Sim's version of A Christmas Carol is on Tubi.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, finally, you know,
right.
It's nice to have that.
There. We can get
My
to that.
God.
Okay. Let's welcome in former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin into the conversation. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Is there a favorite version of A Christmas Carol that you like most?
Bah, humbug.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I guess
that,
not.
That's why you became the grump of Madison. That's how you did it.
my three daughters, over a period of about 10-12 years, acted in CTM productions of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
So I saw it probably 890 times.
Wow.
Not to mention some of the televised versions.
Well, was it with the great actor who had done it for so many years in Madison here?
Oh, who was that?
I can't remember his name. I know that he'd done it for years.
Nancy Thoreau, who directed, mm-hmm. Her husband actually played Scrooge in most of the versions that I saw.
Okay, that
so it could have been him. I mean,
yeah.
But boy, anyway,
yeah. Anyway. Well, I know there are all different sorts of versions of that movie.
I still vote for Elf.
Alistair Sims.
And for a Elf.
Elf.
And A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Those are your favorites.
All right.
Those are my holiday movies.
Yeah, I actually love Elf as well. I think that's one of the great Christmas movies. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Earlier
I'm
today.
I remember.
Yeah.
What's the other great Christmas movie? The one with Jimmy Stewart where angels get
their wings. Oh, yeah, that's right.
A Wonderful Life.
A Wonderful Life. Yeah.
A Wonderful Life. Now, that movie actually suffered during the Red Scare.
Really?
As being a pro-communist film.
Wow. See?
And the reason is because the capitalist banker was portrayed as such an evil man. So the geniuses in Washington, D.C., who were running the country in the 40s and 50s, came to the conclusion that this was a pro-red motion picture.
Unbelievable.
And ought to be banned.
Wow.
Because of the way.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And I suppose today they still argue it, that it was pro-communist, because it claimed that there was a housing shortage.
Well, oh boy.
I think you're giving them too many ideas here, Paul. They might just start on that track. Oh, man.
Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed. I mean, what a great cast and classic movie.
Yeah, it was. Now, I want to ask you, Paul, because we just interviewed somebody who has put up a large mural here in town around Tenney Park, and it's just, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's huge and everything, but, you know, you were mayor here. You must have seen a whole bunch of murals put up around the area, right?
There have been quite a few, yes. And actually, as I've thought about it over the years, there is something wrong. I don't know if they fixed it in the city ordinance or not. But if you were owner of a property and you did a mural, you couldn't make it in any way commercial that related to your business. For example, if you were had a coffee shop and you did a mural, the way we structured the ordinance was that you couldn't in any way, say, depict a cup of coffee or something of that sort. And I don't know if that's still the case, but if I was running the zoo, what I'd do these days is I'd allow something of a cup of coffee as long as it wasn't tied to a specific product.
Well, yes, there isn't a call to action, right? Stop by today for coffee, you know, something like that, right? So you call it, if you were running the zoo, which would be the city, is that correct?
I didn't say that. You're correct.
Okay. Yes.
Now, were you mayor when they painted the Monona Terrace mural that you can no longer see because it's covered up by the...
That didn't work out well.
By the overpass there?
I was not mayor when that was done.
Okay.
I obviously was mayor when we covered it up.
Right. Okay.
Well, that was a huge controversy. I mean, that took a long time. And
the mural or Monona Terrace?
No, the mural. Yeah.
Did it?
There was a big discussion about putting it up there and everything. Yeah.
Really?
There was, and there was one mayoral candidate at one point, I think actually defaced it, threw a bucket of paint on it.
Really? God. Now, we were talking about the movie The War at Home, which I think features a scene where, you're in that movie, at the Dow Chemical
protest. You were a barista.
No, I wasn't a barista. Jeez.
Just throwing it out there.
No, but the that shows scenes of the protests, the Dow Chemical protests, which you were right in the thick of, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, that director has come out with a different movie, and it is called Baristas
Versus Billionaires.
Yeah. Versus Billionaires.
Gary Silber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glenn Silber.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Glenn Silber. Yeah.
Yeah, they showed it twice this week at the Barrymore.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I was not able to see it, but I hear it did very well in terms of attracting, shall we say, a enthusiastic audience.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Which is correct for Madison.
I was trying to figure out what you were getting at there. Yes, it is very correct for medicine.
How did being in that movie, The War at Home, what are your memories of that and when that movie came out? And was recognized for, you know, what it is. I mean, it was pretty...
It's one of the all-time great documentaries.
Well, first, to give Glenn and his co-producer and writer credit, that year it was nominated for Academy Award in the Best Documentary category. And I can't remember which documentary won it, but the point was it was recognized for being quite good. My first recollection, as they were raising the money and filming the narrative stuff and collecting
the archival footage.
Yeah,
archival footage, was that these guys are really intense. They're really dedicated. But there was never, during that production stage, never any thought given that it was going to be the quality that it ended up being. I mean, it was just very dramatic, a very well-told story, with one exception. It's interesting you bring the movie up, because I was just going through some old papers of mine, and there's an exchange between Professor George Mossy and myself, and we were going over some of the material from that period. And the observation that we both shared was that the documentary does not have a good deal of material about the role of women in the anti-war movement. There's three distinct women that are interviewed. But approaching the film from the standpoint of the role of women is not there.
The women's movement, they had a lot to do with that.
What's there is very accurate.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. And I think it's going to be shown on campus again in January, about the second or third week of January. So.
Okay.
We'll have to get a guest in for that.
Right.
I know that they have, you know, somebody who organizes the films that they do show at the UW, right?
Yeah, it's going to be through not the UW itself, but through a peace group. As we're talking, I'm looking at my calendar. And it's tentatively going to be on Saturday morning, January 24th. I'm not sure exactly the time. Probably be late morning. Somewhere on campus.
Okay. All right.
So when that movie came out, The War at Home, and then did you, now correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm really just going by distant
haven't
memories.
Haven't seen it for a while.
Haven't seen it, but did that start to get the publicity that you got in, was it Life magazine, or there was a magazine that you were featured in?
You're almost a decade apart.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm way off on that.
Still works.
The Look magazine article.
Look magazine.
Was, I think, 68 or 69. And the movie was released somewhere around, I believe,
78, 79.
January, February of 80.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Boy, all the old magazines, huh? Look magazine and Life magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Distant memories. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, that sounds fun. What else do you want to talk
about? How's the book coming?
Yeah.
That's our standard question.
Let's get to the damn book here.
When we've run out of topics.
Well, we had never run out of topics, but today I guess we did.
Yeah.
We burned through them. But yes, your book. We have been looking forward to that.
We've been waiting for years.
Okay. So the book... What? Oh, God.
Okay. You have about 30 seconds.
The book was about 600 pages.
Yeah.
And everybody rejected it because it was too long.
Okay.
Nobody's going to read a book that long.
Right.
And so I'm now in the process of shortening it down to 250, 300 pages.
Okay.
And that's about as difficult as writing it.
Paul, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
All right. You have one too. Thanks.
All right. Former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. We're coming right back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy. Bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy. I'm sure you know where it's at.
Yeah. We're all space cowboys.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good stuff.
Just traveling through time.
Steve Miller Band when they were really, really good.
Yeah, the early days.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 752.
John and Gordy on WMDX.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie Miller is right around the corner. We'll be back this afternoon with the afternoon edition from 2 until 5. Mm-hmm. And we'll be welcoming in Amanda Latham, who is a climate outreach specialist. We'll talk climate. What's going on with this crazy weather? We'll find out.
All right. I'm there with that.
Yeah, I'm up on that, too.
And again, you know, just a reminder, Elster Sims version of Christmas Carol, Tubi.
Yeah.
It's on there. I guess you can just call it up sometime. And then Mark texted here. Some MAGAs out there are now saying the unreformed Scrooge was not all that bad. he was just a thrifty businessman.
Didn't Bill Murray do a Scrooge?
Yes.
Was it called Scrooge?
Scrooged, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was particularly good. I didn't like that, but then I saw it again and I thought, well, you know what, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the actual Christmas Carol, so if you can detach yourself from the actual story,
right.
It's kind of a movie that stands on its own.
Okay.
So
I'll have to check it out again. I wasn't a fan of it early on. I don't know. Bill Murray didn't play a very. It wasn't a. I don't know if it was a good fit.
Something,
for,
we expected something from Bill.
Funnier.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't that fun. I don't
know. Yeah, yeah. I know. We have expectation levels. But, you know, with distance now, we can look back on it and re-see it and maybe have a different impression of the movie. That's how I see a lot of movies, actually. Yeah.
And what Paul was saying with Elf, that's a great movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites,
too. It's really funny all the way through.
It really is, yeah.
And the Polar Express, oh.
Well, with the scary people's eyes and stuff, I know. I like the animation in it, kind of, but they didn't have the faces done.
Yeah.
They did not have the faces done.
Unnerving.
Really? Yeah.
It was unnerving?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like being unnerved.
But see, you know, a lot of films with Will Ferrell, they're crazy.
I know.
They're nuts movies.
Step Brothers?
Or Eurovision.
Oh, my God.
One of my all-time favorites, really. Have you seen Eurovision?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you got to watch
Will
Eurovision.
Ferrell?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
you know, the competition with Eurovision, right? You know, all the bands around the world compete. And Will and...
I vaguely remember the concept.
And
I don't think I ever saw the movie.
And the disaster just happens, unfolds, and it's...
Catherine's saying Scrooge was fantastic. Okay, I'll have to watch it again.
I have to watch it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to bring up that this afternoon, we've got a whole bunch of stories, but we got some really, really interesting stories about a new battery for electric vehicles is being produced now. Not totally available for the marketplace yet, but they know how to build these things. It's a sodium ion battery. We're going to have that story a little bit later on. I think this is really going to turn things around.
Really?
And I want to mention this because when we have a new energy source, when we go with green energy, people are going to be making major advances in the technology for green energy, just like the turbines got so much better.
Yeah.
And churned out more electricity. and they really fine-tuned how everything works, like solar panels also. They made major improvements to solar panels because
we started using them and
technology keeps making these things better. Well, same thing with batteries. And here's the problem. If you abandon the whole EV market, as Trump has, you hold that back just a little bit, but there are people out there still making those advances, still making batteries better. This sodium ion battery is pretty cool for all purposes, even storage for the turbine wind energy.
Okay.
And that is that it can be made anywhere. You don't have to import rare chemicals or rare minerals for the batteries.
Hmm.
You don't have to. Anybody can make this thing.
Okay.
So every country can compete. Every country can make these batteries. And by the way, all you have, and you can actually add it to the manufacturing plants now that make the other batteries. I can't remember, lithium ion batteries.
Okay.
All you have to do is just replace a few parts. It's not a major restructure of a battery manufacturing plant.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is really great stuff. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm excited about it and I shouldn't be. And no one's going to listen later on. That's fine.
We'll listen.
That's cool.
We'll be here for you. We'll check it out. Okay.
I got the message.
Well, get this. There's some new shoes that the scientists have come up with that adapt to uneven surfaces to help folks that have mobility issues walk easier, and they're now for sale online.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, if you have problems with balance or you know, there are some people that have trouble walking.
How do they compensate, do you know?
Well, they have a new technology.
See,
here.
I have a rough yard.
Yeah.
It's really uneven.
Yeah.
And I twist my ankle left, right, whatever, and it's just really a nightmare, and I'm blaming my shoes, but maybe if I had something like this.
Well, these shoes, and now I, of course, can't find the name of the technology. But
they look like big Frankenstein.
No, they look like regular shoes, but they work with people who have multiple sclerosis or strokes or cerebral palsy patients or people that just have irregular, you know, have trouble walking. These somehow balance things out and make it easier for you.
I know my mom has MS, and she also has these specialized shoes that help her as well.
Okay.
So I think that might be around the same ballpark.
All right.
It's called adaptive technology that they're using. Anyway, all right. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. We'll be back between 2 and 5 this afternoon on the network. We hope you'll join us then.
Oh, and Will Shatner's coming up this afternoon as well.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is crazy stuff.
Okay.
Crazy.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. All so right. long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.